Greetings, friends around the world. This is Dr. Bob Teal for the Bible News Prophecy Program. Today, I want to talk about the mark of the cell phone. Michael Snyder posted something that caught my attention this week. And the headline was, "Can your cell phone read your mind?" And he says, you ever notice something and you get an ad about it on your phone? He says it's not a coincidence when that happens. And actually, I am not really a cell phone person. I really hate to use them. I mostly have them to use it for some international purposes and verification purposes. And what's interesting is in our area, we had a problem with the water. There was E. coli in the water, at least that's what they told us. And so my wife went over to the store to buy some bottled water. Now, we had bottled water here, but she went and looked, and they were kind of sold out, so she went and looked online. Well, this week, when I had my phone on, an ad for bottled water popped up, which was surprising. And basically, one of the things that Michael Snyder pointed out is this, and I'm going to read this quote from him. Our phones are the greatest surveillance devices that have ever been created in the history of humanity. He says, when you've got your phone with you, you've got a microphone, a camera, and a location tracking device, all in one. And he said, tech companies are literally collecting thousands and thousands of data points on each one of us. And then they have very sophisticated algorithms that take a look at it and what's going on, and you have keywords, and they look at these things. And because of that, that's why you could be talking about something or looking at something, and an ad will pop up on your cell phone. And one of the realities of cell phones is that they have the ability to track you everywhere you go. And Michael Snyder commented that you could be going down a highway and you could get an ad on your phone for a nearby hotel. Now, since my phone's pretty much not on, I've never had that happen, but he said that's the way it works. And one of the questions he asked, though, which is a valid question, and I'll read a quote from Michael Snyder. So, what could a tyrannical government do with this sort of technology? If authorities had access to every single detail of your life, there'd be nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. End quote. And the reality is, mobile phones are one of the many ways humans are surveilled. You could call that the mark of the cell phone, which is the term I've come up with, which, yes, brings to mind things like the mark of the beast. And the question that some have wondered, do governments have access to all the information collected on cell phones? Well, they might claim that they don't, but basically, in the United States, European Union, Russia, and China, I'm pretty sure that they do. Now, back in 2019, the Russian Orthodox Patriarch Kirill warned about this type of technology. Here's a headline. Russian Patriarch warns Antichrist will control humans through gadgets. The leader of the Russian Orthodox Church has said humans' dependence on modern technology will result in the coming of the Antichrist. He was interviewed by state media. He says he didn't oppose gadgets, but warned against falling into slavery to cell phones. And I've seen people, particularly female teenagers, who seem to me who are slaves to their cell phones. There's others too. Anyway, Patriarch Kirill said that the collection of data, including location, interest, and fears, makes it possible for humans to be controlled by external forces. Here's a quote. Control from a single point is a harbinger of the coming of the Antichrist. The Antichrist is a personality that will be at the head of the World Wide Web, controlling the entire human race. Thus, structure itself presents a danger. And then he said, if we don't want to bring the apocalypse closer, there should be no single control center. Well, since he said that, we had COVID. And since COVID, they came up with even more ways to surveil and use cell phones for that kind of thing. And reality is, yes, technology modern technology, including things like cell phones, are things that Antichrist's supporters are going to use. Now, back in 2012, I ran across an article, and I'd like to read a little bit from it. This man wrote, here's a headline, "Forget a chip in your forehead. The mark of the beast is the cell phone." He said, "The development of a new microchip for cell phones that knows the user's location within a few centimeters, within about an inch, confirms the fact, contrary to biblical fears about mandatory implantable microchips, people have willingly exchanged their privacy for the convenience that the cell phone itself is the de facto mark of the beast." Then he reported suffering from MIT Technology Review. It said, "In theory, the new chip can even determine what floor of the building you're on, thanks to its ability to integrate information from atmospheric pressure sensor on many models of Android phones." This is an Android. I don't know if it has that feature or not, because again, I don't use it very much. Anyway, he says, the company calls this ubiquitous navigation. And the idea is it'll enable a new kind of e-commerce predicated on the fact that shopkeepers will know the moment you walk by their front door or when you're looking at a particular product, and they can offer you coupons at that instant. And I know that's something that happens, or they're planning to, in like grocery stores, etc. You know, that really gives the idea of just Googling something a different concept, right? Well, anyway, as far as how common are cell phones, 98% of Americans have cell phones, and of those, 91% are smartphones. And a decade ago, back in 2015, 95% of Europeans had cell phones, and the percentage has probably gone up since that time. With the different types of technologies they have, information is faster. Knowledge, in theory, should be increasing with it. We've got 5G. We're also talking about something called 10G. 10G is supposed to go as fast as 10 gigabytes per second speed. And this is incredibly fast. And, you know, the idea of development of knowledge being faster was prophesied to happen in the end times, by the way. In the Bible, in Daniel chapter 12, I'd like to read verse 4. Daniel is told, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." Well, you know, many are running to and fro, starts traveling around the world, myself included. That wasn't possible the way it is now back in Daniel's day, and certainly in terms of knowledge increasing. Now, what is called artificial intelligence, along with 5G, 10G, whatever technology, is certainly consistent with that prophecy in Daniel. Not all increased knowledge is good, because humans often do bad things with knowledge. Now, as far as AI goes in 666 and all that kind of stuff, we actually did a video about it back in April of 2018. And Elon Musk, by the way, was warning about it back then, and we talked about that. And I mentioned COVID, but we've also seen something called a digital wallet. And there are more and more ways now to make purchases with cellular telephones. So the fact that you can purchase things with these things, now I've never done it, but it's supposed to be possible to happen, another mark of the cell phone. Now, back in 2012, I wrote, cell phones, the ability to control buying and selling, etc., would be vastly aided by modern technology. Well, as I've just mentioned, one mark of the cell phone is that the combined 666 beast and antichrist power will likely get surveillance ideas from it. I want to read some things that the Bible warns about what's going to happen. If you go to Revelation chapter 13, I want to start with verse 1. It says, "Then I stood on the sand of the sea. I saw a beast come rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, his mouth like the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Now, the beast of the sea. You can find out that that's the great sea in the book of Daniel, talking about this beast power. And throughout Scripture, you can find out that the great sea is the Mediterranean Sea. So this beast of the sea is not Russia, by the way, which is not on the Mediterranean Sea, or the United States. And people have made various claims about who everyone's one who could be. But this is a European power. Now let's read some more about this power. Verse 3 of Revelation 13. And I saw one of his heads as if it mortally wounded, and the deadly wound was healed. Just intervene right here, interject here. Since it's talking about a European power, we've seen, for example, the ancient Roman Empire was destroyed, the so-called Holy Roman Empire destroyed, the German Axis powers in World War I, World War II destroyed. But we see this deadly wound was healed, and all the world marveled. They followed the beast, and they worshipped the dragon, gave authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who's like the beast who can make war with him?" And we see he's going to be around for 42 months. Now, if we go further down, we're going to see some things are going to happen. And for example, in verse 14, talks about another beast, this is the Antichrist, who deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. And he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many would not worship the beast to be killed. And I believe that AI technology will be involved with this, as well as demonic things. Now verse 16. He causes all, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man. His number is 666. Now on that 666 calculation, according to the Greco-Roman Catholic Saint Irenaeus, who claimed to know Polycarp of Smyrna, 666 turned into Latin man or somebody from the Roman Empire, which, by the way, was not limited to just Italy, much of Europe. Now, when Jesus showed the revelation to the Apostle John, and yes, there's an angel involved as well showing the revelation, the ability to control all buying and selling did not exist. A couple of people, for example, could go out in the woods and somebody could give a coin for a chicken or something and they would be able to control it. But now, with the move toward digital currencies, paying with things like these cell phones and credit cards, they now have the ability to not only monitor buying and selling, but to control it and to stop it, as we see less and less cash being out there. And actually, the European Union has plans in order to eliminate all cash. That's one of the things they'd like to do. Now, as far as cell phones themselves, they're not the mark of the beast. So it's not wrong to have a cell phone. But cellular telephones, computers, related technologies are making it easier for the beast when he's going to rise up. The reality is totalitarian control is coming. And Russian patriarch Kirill is correct that technology is going to be used by the Antichrist and those who the Antichrist supports. Anyway, while cell phones cannot read our minds, mobile phones, artificial intelligence, and other technologies are going to work to put in the 666 controls the Bible prophesied. Cell phones are already making some 666 related marks. Again, they're not the mark of the beast, but they're setting up for that. Word of God warns what's going to happen. We see the technologies coming in place in order for these things to happen. This is Dr. Bob Teal for the Bible News Prophecy Program.